الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us oh the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله الحمد لله رب العالمين we thank Allah Azza wa Jal we praise the almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala our sustainer provider cherisher and the nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner initiator and creator of everything that exists We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Noor-e-Mujassam, Shah-e-Bani-Adam, Ahmad-e-Mukhtar, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Arwahuna Fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alayhim Ridwan. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be speaking about a parable from the Holy Quran Pak. Prior to that, we listen to the virtues and blessings of Durud Pak, which of course serves as a motivation. And we hope, inshallah, after listening to this beautiful hadith of Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you shall make some good intentions before listening to this virtues and blessings, inshallah. So our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّا صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allahu Akbar. He says, adorn your gathering by reciting durood, salutations and salams upon me. So adorn and decorate your gathering that whenever you are honored to be in a gathering, then recite durood upon me. Start and begin your gatherings by reciting durood upon me. This is not part of the hadith, but as I'm just adding to it that whenever you sit together in any gathering, bless that gathering by reciting durood-e-paak, whenever it could be. Why? Subhanallah, because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the same durood which you recite upon me in the world shall be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. This durood which you recite will be noor. It shall transform into light on the day of judgment for the reciter. Huzoor, aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Huzoor, aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye. میرا وظیفہ درود و سلام ہو جائے میرا وظیفہ درود و سلام ہو جائے مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Let's listen to a beautiful ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and this has been a فرمائش from one of the brothers ماشاءاللہ And here you go, we fulfill your request this morning. اے ختمِ رسول مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں اللہ اکبر A beautiful ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we will listen to and when we do come back we are going to be discussing a beautiful parable of the glorious قرآن پاک Stay tuned with مدنی channel صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
حقیقت سے تمہاری جز خدا اور کون واقف ہے کہے تو کیا کہے کوئی چنی تم ہو چنا تم ہو
چنا تم ہو
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی تم سا کوئی نہیں
کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں
اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا
اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا
محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے نور مجسم تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
سارے اچھوں سے اچھا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اچھے سے اچھا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
سارے اونچوں سے اونچا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اونچے سے اونچا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا
سب سے اول سب سے آخر ابتدا ہو انتہا ہو اے وسیلے سب نبی تم اصل مقصود خدا ہو سب تمہارے در کے راستے ایک تمہارا خدا ہو
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
آصف تو سب نے پائے ہے
آصف تو سب نے پائے ہے
پر اس نے ترا پا کوئی نہیں
پر اس نے ترا پا کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم
دل کس کو دکھائے چیر کے ہم
اتیا کا مداوا کون کرے
اتیا کا مداوا کون کرے
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
شاف محشر تیرے سوا
شاف محشر تیرے سوا
بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
نہیں
شافع محشر تیرے سوا بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو
یہ شان تمہاری ہے
مقرب بے شک خلیلو نجیبی بڑی شان والے کلیم و مسیبی کلا مکہ عرش سے بھی جو آگے وہ سلطان کل انبیاء آپ ہی گئے
یہ شان تمہاری ہے
میرے نبی پیارے نبی ہے مرتبہ بالا تیرا جس جا کوئی پہنچا نہیں پہنچا وہاں تلوا تیرا
یہ شان تمہاری ہے
عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہ کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہ کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
صلی علی حبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ محمود بھائی واز ریسائٹنگ دس بیوٹیفل نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اوصاف تو سب نے پائے ہے پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں اوصاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں سبحان اللہ دو وی ریسپیکٹ All the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, every Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla is muhtaram. He is blessed. Allahu Akbar. And they are the crowns of our heads. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been bestowed with a special rank. And that status which no one has ever achieved before him and no one would ever achieve and attain after him. He is totally unique. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. And today we are going to be speaking about the same unique family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a parable in the Holy Quran Pak, and this is that surah ki hum namaz mein aksar isko padhte hain. Very often and frequently we recite the surahs, especially the last surahs of the Holy Quran Pak. From Alam Tara Kayfa Fa'ala Rabbuka Bi Ashabi Al-Fil Until Min Al-Jinnati Wan Nas. Ye woh surah hai ki aksar namazon mein aam taur se in suraton ko padha jata hai. These surahs are those surahs which are read more frequently and more often during salahs. We should know the meaning of the entire Quran Pak. We should always try and learn the tafsir, the tarjama, translation, commentaries to increase our general knowledge and to also know together with that what our Rabb, our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal has said to us. What is the commandment for you? So it's a different topic and subject altogether. Unfortunately, we show no heed as to what our Creator has said to us. What is the message of your Creator? Can you imagine? This is a manual for you to learn. This is a manual for human beings, for mankind. Ki zindagi ko kis tarah se guzarni hai? Hame kis tarah ka insaan banna hai? Hame kaisa insaan banna hai? For example, to make you understand, आपको एक मिसाल दे रहा हूं. आप कोई भी चीज खरीदें, आप लैपटॉप खरीदें, buy a laptop, you buy a cell phone, you buy a microwave, you buy a stove, anything, अगर हम कोई एक चीज खरीदते हैं, गाड़ी तक खरीदते हैं, तो उसके साथ एक मैनुअल आता है. There is a manual, एक किताब, एक बुक आता है. In that book it's written, the manufacturer has written everything about the product that he has manufactured. कि इस चीज को किस तरह से इस्तेमाल करना, अगर कोई प्रॉब्लम आ जाए तो आपने यू करना है तो ठीक हो जाएगा. Sometimes they even explain to you if there's a fault, you know how to handle the matter. So the reason behind this, or the idea behind this, is so that the buyer knows how to utilize and take benefit from the product. Usi tarah Allah Azza wa Jalla sent us to the dunya. Is kainat mein, is dunya mein hame kis tarah se jeena hai? Kis tarah se farma bardar banna hai? How should we be obedient to our creator Allah Azza wa Jalla? Is it only that we come in this world, we grow up, we have fun, we go to school, we go to college, university, we get a job, we earn money, we live a luxurious life, and thereafter we die? Is this the purpose of this world? Is this the purpose of you being created? Have you not discussed and thought very deeply about the purpose of you being in this world? Really, if you are an intellectual person, you'll focus and reflect and ponder very hard over this reality and fact. As to why have you been created. So Quran Pak, it's a transformation. It came to transform us, to make us better people. It is the kalam and the words of our creator Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the owner of this universe. He is the Malik and the Khaliq. He is our creator, and he has revealed those Mubarak and blessed verses, which are direct commandments to the believers as well. How many places in the Quran Allah Azza wa Jalla has referred to you as Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, O you who believe. So what Allah has actually asked you to believe in, what does He want from you? What does He command you to do? What our Creator Allah Azza wa Jalla wants us to do is all present in the Holy Quran. We know the basics, and that too, we are running short on many aspects, on many places. Thoroughly, correctly, how many wrong things that we do on a daily basis, how many wrong things that we do and we don't know, yet it is in the Quran. And we say, no, but we know the Quran. We know it's telling us to do all the right things in life. But what are those right things? Many a times you have the opportunity of doing the correct thing in accordance to the Quran, but because of not having knowledge pertaining to that field, we did not know. So pick up the Quran, love the Quran, recite the Quran. You recite the Quran for sawab, and you recite the Quran to even increase your knowledge. Recite it for increasing your knowledge, your ilm, firstly. Read through the translations of the Quran, and a very famous translation, which is Kanzul Iman Sharif, the best translation, which is now available in English as well through your Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah. Dawat Islami has provided this translation for you to go through it, Alhamdulillah. Read the correct translation with the correct tafsir. It's extremely important. Now, from the very same Quran Pak, we are discussing the surah Alam Tara Kayfa Fa'ala Rabbuka Bi Ashabil Fil. Ji, it's called Surah Fil, the surah of the elephant. So, what is about the surah? We all know, yes, Abraha came and attacked the Holy Kaaba, so on and so forth, and the Kaaba never got destroyed. Ababils came, the birds came and then saved the Holy Kaaba. But we want to go a little into detail. So, aram se le jaate hain. Who is Abraha? What did he actually want in life? What did he desire? What caused him to mobilize an army of elephants and then decided to come and attack the Holy Kaaba? So here, in a book called Wonders of the Quran, Ajaib-e-Quran, translated into English as well, a beautiful book. This book can also be found in your Maktabatul Madina department of Dawat Islami. You can go online, you can download this book, as well as you can buy and purchase this book, inshallah. It's written that Abraha was the king of Yemen and Habsha. Yes, remember this. He was the king of Yemen and Habsha. And he had erected a church in the city of Sana'a. A very massive and a huge church was erected by this king of Yemen and Habsha in the city of Sana'a. So he had a desire that the pilgrims of Hajj that go in large numbers, he was fascinated to see how they perform tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, how they pay visit and respect to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. It was his desire that instead of people coming to Mecca in order to visit and see the Holy Kaaba and to perform tawaf, it was his desire that people come there to Sana and perform tawaf of this church which he had erected. Now look at the mentality and look at the mindset of people. Where did his mind go and what did he desire? Allahu Akbar. He never felt shy explaining and saying this to people. And therefore he had erected this church. So when the people of Quraysh, there were many tribes from amongst those tribes, Quraysh is a very famous tribe, the tribe of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hashimi, Qarashi. So the Quraysh tribe was extremely infuriated and upset about this, that this is what Abraha intends to do. So there was a person who was over there. So from this tribe known as Banu Kinana, he was also from the Quraysh. This young man, when he heard about this, extremely angry and upset that the king does not want us to perform tawaf of this Kaaba anymore and he wants us to perform tawaf of his church. So he traveled all the way to Sana'a, where this church was erected, and he excreted on the passageway, he messed the walls, he urinated, and he got the king very upset. When this had happened and when the king had learnt about this mess, an excretion which was done by this person that came from Makkah, from the Quraysh tribe, or from the Quraysh tribe known as Banu Kinana, this person came and done all of this. He was so upset and blew into the rage of anger that he then took an oath and promised that now I promise, I swear that I would go and destroy the Kaaba. At first, he did not desire to destroy the Kaaba. It was his desire to abandon the tawaf of the Kaaba. And people do not rotate around the Kaaba. This is what he desired for. But when this was done to his church, he taken an oath that I will now come there and I will destroy the Kaaba. And therefore, according to the tafaseer and different commentaries of the Holy Quran, Abaraha, the king of Yemen and Habsha, had mobilized a huge army of elephants. And the leader of all the elephants was a gigantic, a huge elephant. Allahu Akbar. He was the gigantic one, the leader and the boss of all the other elephants. As he entered Makkatul Mukarrama, he captivated all the animals of all the people and farmers that owned animals in Makkah, including the blessed grandfather of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar. Now this was done out of anger that he attacked Makkatul Mukarrama, together with that to cause more pain and takleef to them. He went and captivated all the animals, camels and goats, whatever people own. And the stock of Abdul Muttalib, who was the grandfather, remember, he is the custodian of the Holy Kaaba and he's the leader of the people of Makkatul Mukarrama. What a huge and exalted position he holds for being the leader of the Quraysh, and together with that, he is the custodian of the Holy Kaaba. So when this news broke out and when he got to learn that my camels were also captured and taken away by this Abraha, who was a tyrant king, and he came to destroy the Holy Kaaba, people were in this anxiety, facing this difficult day and moment. People are infuriated, they are upset. But who's going to face and who's going to tackle and who's going to challenge this army of elephants? So Abraha entered Makkatul Mukarrama in this way, that his elephants had led the army, the gigantic one which is right in the front, that no one has the guts to stand in front of. So when he came, Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu an, approached him. And Abraha welcomed him respectfully, for he is the custodian of the Holy Kaaba and he is the leader of the Quraysh. He was welcomed. And when he was asked the reason for his arrival as to why have you come here. Allah Akbar, Allah. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu said to him that I came to ask you about my camels. Mere oot kaha chale gaye? Where is my camels gone? You taken my camels. I have come to demand that I desire my camels back. I want them back. So Abraha said to him, I am astounded by this. I am shocked that I have come to destroy and break down this, the Kaaba, which you believe to be the house of Allah. When I have come to destroy the Kaaba and you as being the custodian of the Kaaba, you are most concerned about your camels. I find this to be very astonishing. So look at the answer of the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. He says to Abaraha, the king of Yemen and Habsha, that, O Badshah, O king, since the camels are my property, meaning they belong to me, I am the owner of those camels, I am the Malik, meaning I own them. Therefore, I am concerned about that property which I own, which is owned by me. And the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the owner of that house is Almighty Allah Himself, and He Himself will protect the house. I am concerned about that which I own, so I will go and try for that. And as far as the house is concerned, that belongs to Allah, and the one who owns it is the one who will save it. He is the protector of the house. I stress nothing at all. I do not stress for this. Allahu Akbar. Abraha heard this answer from the grandfather of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What an immaculate answer. What an iman afroz and reef, faith refreshing answer he had given. Allahu Akbar. Look at his yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whenever there was a drought in Makkatul Mukarrama, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would come, hold the doors of the Holy Kaaba, hold the walls and the ghilaf of the Kaaba, and he would supplicate. He would hold the walls of the Kaaba and make dua and say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, shower rain of blessings upon the people of Makkah. Before his dua would end, whilst he would use the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Holy Rasul will be just few years old, he would take him, and once he even carried him in his arms and said, Ya Allah, through the blessings of this child, shower rain upon the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar. So his iman and his tawakkul, his trust was extremely strong. But look at this. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla had made this happen. That Abraha then returned the camels of Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, grandfather of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day after he left. But then according to the tafsir, according to this commentary of the Quran in Surah Alam Tara Kayfa Fa'ala Rabbuka Bi Ashabil Fil, he then told his people, his tribe, that people should go and settle in the mountains there around the outskirts of Makkah al-Mukarramah. He went and said this, and he made dua by the Kaaba and said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I have got my camels. And of course, this house belongs to you. You are the protector of your very own house. He made this dua and he left. Or it is a summary of this dua which he had made. And then he left with his people to take refuge in the mountains. To say, take some custody, protection from what was going to happen. From what was expected to happen. The next morning, Abraha entered Makkah al-Mukarrama. The early part of the morning. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, it is a scenery that the earth had never seen before. Ajeeb ghareeb, from the rivers and from the ocean, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent these birds, ababil. These birds came with three pebbles, two in their hand and one in their beak. They were tiny pebbles. But when ababil, this, you know, swallows of birds came in a rush, look at the punishment and the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at when Allah wants to torment someone, despite being elephants and so huge, those pebbles, when they fell from the hands of those birds, ababil, and from their beaks, those little pebbles would tear and penetrate through the thick skin. Firstly, it would penetrate through the iron helmets of those forge, of those people that were riding those animals, those elephants. It has been mentioned it will break through their body, cut through their body, through their head, scalp, Firstly metal, then the skull, then the entire body. It will penetrate even through the thick skin of the elephant and then go to the ground. Allahu Akbar. This was the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla for Abraha and his people. Look at this. Despite something being so light, but when Allah wants to punish you for an elephant, that we may think and assume the punishment or to destroy the defeat needs to be big. You need to fight, you know, fire with fire. But here Allah Azza wa Jalla sent little birds with little pebbles to show the world a lesson. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to punish anyone, big, big people like Namrud, mosquitoes came and killed them. Little mosquito, what is the awqat, what is the status of a mosquito? But yes, mosquitoes went into the nose of Namrud. And these different types of adabs and punishments in the forms of storms and fast winds and blast of winds have destroyed so many nations before you and I. Understand the purpose of your being and understand what your Creator has said to you. Understand what He wants from you. Learn the Quran, love the Quran, recite the Quran and go through the translation of the Quran, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's a story which I don't want to rush through. I want to explain to you word by word. It's so important. The names of those people to die were engraved and written on each pebble. Jo marne wala tha, uska naam un patthron pe likha hua tha. Aap zara sochein ki that pebble had fallen upon the person who was going to die with that. And when the pebble will penetrate through their brains and skull and head, they all would fall to the ground and be destroyed. Allah Akbar, what a disgrace. What a disgrace. All those people were destroyed in the very same manner to the extent that the Holy Kaaba was then saved. Allahu Akbar. So this was a huge tragedy for the people of Arab. It was a huge thing. Of course, it is a huge thing to say that Abraha came to destroy the Holy Kaaba. So that year was known as Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. Because why? Well, Abraha brought his elephants to break the Holy Kaaba. But Allah Azza wa Jalla ultimately is the protector. Har sadi mein, har zamane mein, har mauke pe logon ne mauke dhunde, chances dhunde ki is Kaaba Sharif ko destroy kiya jaye. Lekin Allah ne karam farmaya apne habib ke sadqe se. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the protector of the Holy Kaaba. And then the surah was revealed. So, and Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's recite the surah inshallah azza wa jalla. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlilin wa arsala 'alayhim tayran ababil ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.
Oh dear Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألم ترى كيف. Oh dear Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, did you not see how did your Lord deal with the people of the elephant? Did you not see, did you not witness, how did your Lord, your Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, deal with the people of the elephant? Did He not put their device into ruin? Allahu Akbar, they devised for elephants. Wo haathiyon ko lekar aaye, ye soch karke ki wo Kaabatullah ko destroy kar lenge, khatam kar denge. Lekin Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking to his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying, did he not put their device into ruin and send flocks of birds upon them, striking them with stones of baked clay, striking them with stones of baked clay. Focus on the words of the Holy Quran Pak. Kaun aya hai? Haathi aaye hain. Aur haathiyon ko khatam karne ke liye kya aya hai? Stones of clay. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So he made them
like the consumed leaves of harvest. Allah Akbar. They were like the dry leaves and the leftover leaves of the harvest, that when you harvest, jo gir jate zameen pe kheti baari ke baad, usi tarah unko paya gaya. They were finished and totally destroyed. Dear viewers, we are moving to the next part of this program, and we will now listen to this Madani Pearls Need to Think. It's a very beautiful Madani Pearl, inshallah. In phoolon ko hum chunte hain, ginte hain, samitte hain. And when we do that, inshallah, we will be back with our program, and we are going to be rounding up. So kindly stay tuned with us, for we want to discuss the natija and the conclusion of surah that we have discussed of the Holy Quran Pak, surah Feel, inshallah. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
It is stated that whilst going somewhere, along with his pupils, Sayyidina Hassan Basri Ramadullah ta'ala saw a wealthy man surrounded by slaves moving somewhere on a horse with pomp and ceremony. He Ramadullah ta'ala asked the wealthy man where he was going. And he replied that he is going to the royal court. Making individual efforts, he said to him, "Oh brother, you have worn a fancy and perfumed dress and have adorned your outer self in every possible way. You have done all this to avoid the embarrassment in the royal court, despite knowing that the king of the fleeting world and his courtiers are powerless human beings, being like you. You know, that you've put all of this finery on so that you're not embarrassed in front of the king and his courtiers who are living in this powerless, in this fleeting world, and they are powerless. On the day of judgment, you will be presented before Allah Azza wa Jal. The Anbiya and the Awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal will also be there. Have you adorned your inner self before being presented on the day of judgment? Will you go there with filth and sins and the smells of evil? Will you go there in that state?" This wealthy man, he listened to the advice very attentively. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Ramatullah, then asked the wealthy man, "Have you ever overburdened your horse?" He replied in the negative. Sayyidina Hassan Basri Ramatullah continued, "You have pity on your horse. You pity your horse by not overburdening it. What about your pity for your feeble body? You're continuously placing the burden of sins in it. Just think to yourself, if you spend your life in the same simple way, what will happen to you after your death?" Now this wealthy man, he was highly impressed by the call to righteousness and the individual effort made by Sayyidina Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, that he got off his horse, and he became a disciple of this pious person of Allah. He became his murid and he got off his horse. Allahu Akbar. Here's the main challenge. We need to reflect that we may have the nicest clothes. I may have the nicest Imam Sharif. I may have combed my beard before I came here. I might have a nice car outside. I might have all these nice external things. What about my inside? What about the burden of the sins that I am carrying? Can I carry them sins, viewers of the main channel? Can I present myself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? And someone once said that if you want to realize what your inner state is, then think to yourself that imagine all of your sins being in a bowl. Get all of your sins, put them in a bowl, and put that bowl in the marketplace. Would you be embarrassed? Now, if you're going to be embarrassed and think to yourself that them sins will in a marketplace is one thing, what's going to happen on the day of judgment when them bowl of sins are going to be in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? And for this, we need to think and reflect.
MashaAllah, welcome back dear viewers. However, we were discussing and saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not yet come into this world, but Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks to him and says, "Have you not seen? O dear Prophet, did you not see?" So if someone was not present at a place physically, kya aap us shakhs kisse keh sakte hain ki kya aapne nahi dekha? Jo shakhs waha maujood hoga, aur agar aapko yaqeen hoga ki wo waha maujood tha, to hi aap usse poochenge ki kya aapne nahi dekha? Have you not seen the beautiful moon? Have you not seen the bright moon on the 14th night of the full moon? Jisne dekha hoga wahi to kahega. Here the Holy Rasul ﷺ did not physically come into this world, but Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks to him and says to him, "Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil?" O dear Prophet, O my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how your Lord did deal with them? Allahu Akbar. This teaches us that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first Nabi and the last Nabi. He had witnessed everything that was happening. The second important point we learn is that as Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken responsibility for the protection of the Holy Quran, in various places of the Holy Quran Pak, one verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about protecting the Holy Quran Pak himself. And just as He has taken the responsibility of protecting the Holy Quran, usi tarah, it is in the Mubarak Zimma and responsibility of Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect the Holy Kaaba. Just as He protects the Quran, He Azza wa Jalla protects the Holy Kaaba as well. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So no force in the world, no one could ever demolish the Holy Kaaba. It is under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to this beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Viewers of Madinah channel, please purchase this new translation which has been translated by Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahab Qibla by Dawat Islami, mashallah, published by the Publications Department of Dawat Islami. It's available in the market, mashallah. It's available on the website as well. Get your hands on this translation known as Kanzul Iman. Go to www.dawatislami.net. You can go to the library section on your mobile phones, on your laptops, on your iPads. Have a downloaded copy of this as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you can send this to your friends and family members as well. It is the closest translation to Kanzul Iman Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And you will really enjoy this. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. Stay good, be good, and yes, do good. I sign off reminding you, our Madani Maqsad, it is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of